Welcome. This is a summary of the lesson, assessing and evaluating the training process. Let's see what you were able to learn in this lesson. The lesson emphasizes strategies to enhance learning and professional growth in nursing practice. The training process is designed to establish clear and structured assessments that support learning while distinguishing between formative and summative evaluations. It also promotes self-reflection and responsibility among learners, ensuring high-quality care through targeted assessments. Assessments are essential for providing feedback on knowledge and skills, highlighting progress and identifying areas for improvement, motivating learners, and maintaining training quality. They also support critical decisions regarding certifications and final qualifications. Various approaches to training and evaluation are discussed, such as the VENUK model, which emphasizes demonstration, explanation, imitation, practice, and control. The four-step approach guides learners through demonstration, deconstruction, comprehension, and performance. Modeling in Metalog combines role modeling with reflective dialogue to foster ethical and practical decision-making, while cognitive apprenticeship integrates coaching, reflection, and independent exploration to deepen learning. Skills lab training is highlighted as a valuable tool for nursing education. These labs replicate realistic care environments where learners can safely practice nursing skills, receive immediate feedback, reflect on their performance, and connect theoretical knowledge with practical application. This approach helps build confidence and critical thinking abilities. In conclusion, effective assessments and practical training are vital for developing skilled, reflective, and ethical nursing professionals. Combining structured evaluations with innovative tools like skills labs equips learners to navigate the complexities of modern healthcare. Thank you for your attention and best of luck with your studies.